We left off on Thursday. We were talking about two different types of tanai. There's a tanai of me'achshav and a tanai of im, tanai of le'ach hazman. So we pointed out that there are real differences la'halacha between them that everybody subscribes to. Two differences that everybody agrees to is, let's say, l'moshel in the realm of kedushin versus mekadesh anisha, the tanai of me'achshav. Me'achshav means either if you said me'achshav or if you said manas, which is dinuk me'achshav. So in either case, if it's a Reuven's mekadesh Rachel with the tanai of me'achshav, and even though the tanai has not yet been fulfilled, if Rachel is pashtu yod of a kibbutz kedusha me'achir, and then the tanai is subsequently fulfilled, then she's mekadesh as l'risha. And that's the fairish gemara. Everyone agrees that. That's like dvarim pshutim. Since it's tanai me'achshav, so the shas kedushin is l'mafreya. If it would be a tanai of im, so a tanai of l'achazman, so then of course she would be mekadesh as to the second fellow. Or the gemara is not enough. Gemara, let's say in a case of a get, the person gives a get to his wife, and he formulates a tanai of me'achshav. And then in the interim, before the tanai is literally physically fulfilled, so the get gets ripped up. So that doesn't matter, because as long as the shas hagerish and the shas haget, the shas chalos haget was at the original me'achshav, so once the tanai is fulfilled, the goy Muslim afreya, that the get was chal from day one, and as long as the get was intact at that moment, that's fine. If it would be a tanai of la'abok, tanai of im, so then of course the day would be different, that the shas chalos haget, there's no get, so then obviously that's not going to work. So those are the two differences that are partial. Those are the perishing gemaras. Now the Rishonim have a big machlokes between the Bala Itur and the Rashba. What about the following? What if a person said it's a tanai of Lishava, a tanai of Me'achshav, a tanai of Amanas, which didn't come Me'achshav, and then before you get to the implementation of the tanai, the party who made the tanai decides he wants to back out from the whole story. He's not interested in Bechlal getting married. He's not interested in Bechlal in giving a get, and then the tanai is fulfilled. So do you have a right to be chayzer from the whole Hakol Mikl Kof, from the whole picture, before the moment of truth? If the tanai is fulfilled already, then everybody agrees, you can't pay. If you marry your wife and change your mind 10 years later, that's a problem. Guy gets married, changes his mind 10 years later, that's a problem. He's got to give her a get. So the whole machlokes from Rishonim is that if a person started the tanai rolling, he created a tanai of me'achshav, and then he backs out before the actual implementation of the tanai. So does that make sense or not? So the Rashba said, that's ridiculous. How can you back out? If it's a Tanai Me'achshav, so once the Tanai is fulfilled, so it's going to glow from a fresh, it's Mekudesh, that's like backing out after you got married. And the Balita disagreed with it. He says, no, that since the Tanai has not yet happened, and therefore the Chalos has not yet really happened, so you can mommy stop it, you can kill it before it has a chance to be Taifes. And Bechir Agavah, we're not down the Tanai Limafreh. We don't go back to the Shas Me'achshav if and when the party is chayzer from the tanai. So that was a big machlokes that we showed him, Rashba's in Gittin, other places. So what does it have to do with our sugya? So it has everything to do with our sugya, because our Gemara sounds one way. Because our Gemara first presents a tanai of me'achshav. Rabbi Loza said, in the Kaddisha with the money, Nasan Ladin, or Rezim Kadesh, the Yahshav. It sounds like it's a tanai of me'achshav. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How can it be a tanai me'achshav? They can back out. So you see clear from the Gemara that if you can back out, then it's not a tanai me'achshav. Those two things are contradictory. So the Rashba says that's exactly what I've been telling you. That those two things are in fact contradictory, that he can't be. If it's a tanai me'achshav, then he can't have the rights of chazara. So if they have a right of chazara, that must be something, there must be a kash against Rabbi Elazar, and you have to reinterpret the rights, the whole chadgadja. But according to the Balitur, what was the Gemara's kasha? According to the Balitur, good. Rabbi Loza is right, and the Brisa is also right. It's not a stira. Rabbi Loza says it's a tanai me'achshav, Rezim Kudesh is v'yashlim, and if and when he'll be mashlim, so that should be Kudesh is the mafreya. And the Brisa is also right, that Kozman he hasn't been mashlim, that he has a right to back out from the entire chaloi. So what was the kasha called? Why did the Gemara get so upset according to Baal Hittur? So we said at the end of the year on Thursday that no, even the Baal Hittur agrees that when we say that somebody can back out, somebody, not both of them, only the Bala Tanai can back out. And even though for Kedushin you require Daza Isha, but he's calling the shots, he's in the driver's seat. Ki Yikach, the Rahad and the Dharm, we elaborated, made it a little fancier in the end of the Shia on Thursday. But at the end of the day, even the Bala Itur agrees, only the Baal who made the Tanai can back out, the woman can't back out. That's why the Gemara saw a contradiction in the Braisa, because the Braisa says, Imratzu Shtem Lachzor, the Ratzu Echem and Lachzor, either one wants to back out, they can back out. You cannot explain that ability to back out based on Baal Itur anymore. If the Braisa state that either one can back out, that's a dead giveaway that is in fact not a Tanai Me'achshav, And if it's not Tanami Achshav, that contradicts her below. So that's what the Gemara had to, was posing the question. So at the end of the day, we left off on Thursday that Machlekes Balirter and the Rashba, and our Gemara really has no absolute ironclad proof to either one. So we have to look a little bit further to try to bring raya from other Gemaras, and we luck out because the other Gemaras happen to be in Maseches Kedushin, or at least Kedushin and other places as well. So I put it on the Maamar Kamos, no? Somewhere put it on the Maamar Kamos. A Gemara Kedushin of Chav Zayin and Aleph. The very famous Gemara appears in Kedushin and Baal Basra, on Kedushin Chav Zayin and Aleph. The Yomar Rava by Yitzchak Amar Rav. So first we have to read the introduction to the gates before we get to the punchline, how it relates to the Balaiter and the Rashba. There are two different types of shtars. There are a lot of different shtars. We have two shtars that are relevant for us. Zachu besadazo leploni v'kisvelo sashtar. So Reuben goes up to Shimon and he says, I want to give this field to Ploni as a gift. Ruby says to Shimon, I want to give the gift of the field to Levi. Levi's in China right now. So I'm asking you, please, do me a favor and be kind of the field in his behalf. Let's do a kinyan. So what kinyan should we use? The easiest, most efficient kinyan to do to buy karka is what? That's the easiest way. I don't know if that's the easiest way. Easier. Come on. So easy. No one's been in a chasen stish recently. Come on. They haven't been in the chasen in at least 2 days. Come on. Let's go. It's going to be very, very short, severe, so Omer, right? In the Friya Dikadiris, when I was a kid, I'm sure Mr. Olbin, you were a kid, from Pesach to Lag B'Omer, there were no weddings, right? Am I correct? Now, all of a sudden, that changed. So half of Klal Yisrael has the minhag of keeping the first days, half has the keeping the second days, so the caterers don't want to be out of business, so the Machlekes says, as long as somebody's not in Sphere, you can get married. So all of Sphere, so Omer, all the available Sphere has been knocked down to Hakam Mikol Kol, 17 and a half days of Sphere, of which out of those 17 and a half days, most of the shuls have their dinners then, so nobody loses out any money, Baruch Hashem. Nobody gains any time. Nobody loses any money. Okay, so the easiest way to do it is with a Kenyan Chalipin, with a Kenyan Suda. So I want to give you a gift of a piece of land. So I want to give to Ploni a piece of land. So I go in and I say to you, so Chu Besad is Ola Ploni. And then I don't want to just make a Kenyan Chalipin because Kenyan Chalipin, you know, is a one-time deal. They may not even be hating for the Kenyan Chalipin. Most of Sharm say you don't even need to hate them. So the guy, I want to be able to prove. I want to be able to give the guy a proof that he bought the field. So I ask you to do me a double favor, a kiss for us a shtar. So I say to the middleman, I say, listen, number one, make a Kenyan Chalipin on behalf of Levi. And number two, go ahead and write up a shtar on behalf of Levi as well. So Rav told us, chayze b'shtav yin chayze b'sada. So you can't back out, say, the Nesan of Samatana wants to back out from the Sada, from the deal, that he can't do. Why? Once the fellow picked up the Suda, once he made a Kenyan Suda, so Zach Leb Shlomo Fana, the deal's over, finished. So I can't back out anymore. So I can't take back. Indian giver can't take back what I already gave. But what I can do is I can back out from the Ksivas Ashtar. Why? Because I appointed you as a Shaliach to write the Shtar. So there are really two different things going on here. There's the Zachiyah Basada and there's the Ksivas Ashtar. The Zechias HaSada was complete at the moment of the Kinyan Chalipin. The Ksivas HaShtar is not complete until the middle person actually writes the Shtar. So I appointed him as a Shaliach to write the Shtar. If I back out, that's like back out from any other meaning of Shalichas. Let's say Reuben appoints Shimon as a Shaliach to be Megarish's wife. If he is Mevatel to Shalichas before the get is given, so the Shalichas is Batel, Reuben appoints Shimon to be Mafish Truma. If Reuben changes his mind before the Afrash is Truma, so the Shalichas is Betela. So to over here, Rav tells us two simple dinim. The Zechiyah can't be bottled, because the Zechiyah was already typhus, was already chal. But the Minish Shlichas for the Ksivas HaShtar can. But then Rav makes it fancier. The second Shtar, Amanash HaTichtvelos HaShtar. What if I link the two together? Unlike the first case, where I make two separate distinct statements. Be kind of the field, and write a Shtar. In the second scenario, I linked the two and I said that I want you to be Zeich on the field, on the condition that you write the shtar. So I made the zechiyah totally on something. I made the zechiyah ala tanai. Amanasi going to write the shtar. So then the Gemara says, choza ben bishtar ben besada. Now I could stop you from writing the shtar, and by stopping you from writing the shtar, that will stop you from what? From being zeich on the field, because the zechiyah on the field was only done ala tanai of the ksivas shtar, which I have the authority to stop. Once I stop the ksivas hashtar, so memela, I'm chayza from the sada. So in the first case, where I want to independently be chayza from the sada, that he can't do. Once he's zayich, he's zayich. Zayich Hashem in front of his own. Done deal. But in the second case, where I made the zechias hasada dependent upon the ksivas hashtar, so then I can hold the reins back, and I can prevent the zechias hasada from taking place. Those are the two statements of Rav. The rabbi said, what do you think about that? What do you think about Rav's second statement? Think it's true? What did he do? What were the words? What did he say? Amanash tefilos hashtar, that sounds like a t'nai to me. It's amanas is a t'nai of amanas was dino kemiyachshav we paskin. So it sounds like I gave you the field, amanas, change the phrase of amanash tefilos hashtar. Why don't you just say, I'm giving you the field, amanas is going to rain tomorrow. So what do you mean I can be chayzer? I can back out from the whole story. Didn't we just say, didn't the Rashba just say, that whenever you formulate a t'nai of meyachshav, so you have no right to back out from the chalois anymore. If the t'nai is fulfilled, so tough luck, the chalois is chal lemafreya. So to over here, if the guy goes ahead and writes the shtar, so he would fulfill the t'nai. So he fulfilled the t'nai, so we gloy milsa lemafreya, that the kinyan was chal. So what's Rav telling the story? That the kinyan and the sada, zechiyah and the sada, is dependent upon the ksivas hashtar, and the ksivas hashtar may not happen. What do you mean it's not going to happen? What's going to happen? The guy will go ahead and write the shtar, and once he writes the shtar, he'll write Muslim Afreya, that there was a kinyan, a sada. So what's Rav talking about? So that's not my guy, it's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba says, in the 10th of the Ramah Kindness, V'im toimar, v'akaymal and kalayim amnaska me'achshav domi, v'hilkoch, let them go and write the shtar. And when they write the shtar, that the zechiyah was chal. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So who's sitting in the corner and thinking, huh, this is exactly what I've been telling you. Who's that? This is Balitur. This is the raya of the Balitur. That's why you state in Balitur. This is the raya proof of the Balitur. So how would the Rashba deflect that raya? V'yesh leimar. The Rashba said, we were misled by the Gevara. We saw the words Amanas and we fell into the trap. We took the bait. We saw the words Amanas, and we thought we're dealing with what kind of parsha? Parsha Satznoyim. And we saw the words Amanas, and we said, "Oh, Gavalt, that's parsha Satznoyim. That's a disaster." So, Dr. Rashba, that's not the parsha. That's not a Tanai. Tanai means when Reuben's giving Shimon a field. So he says, "I'm giving you the field. Amanas, that X, Y, and Z you do, you don't do. This one happens, etc." Over here, you have to go through the vehicle of being a shlichos, because I'm appointing you as a shliach, a zochid, whatever you want to call it. I'm appointing you as a shlich to be zoicha on the field on behalf of Pliny. So when I appoint a shlich, I can set up whatever terms of the shlichos I want. So if I decide and I say to you, I want you to be zoicha on the field, and I don't make it dependent upon anything, so that as soon as you fulfill the shlichos, it's all zayin. But what if I say to you, I want you to be zoicha on the field, I'm appointing you as a shlich to be zoicha on the field, only on the condition that the following X, Y, and Z happens. I'm sure that I can make whatever tonight I want. I said the word tonight. I didn't mean to say the word tonight. I meant that I can set the rules and regulations of shlichus, whatever rules I want. So I formulated the meaning of shlichus by saying, Ich bin mamalazayin you a shlich. I'm appointing you as a shlich to be zoiche on the field and to write the shtar. And if you don't do it the way I wanted you to do it, I'm a very, very, you know, very exact person. I want my orders to be followed precisely. If you don't do what I ask you to do, so I'm hereby retracting from my mina shlichus. You want to retract the mina shlichus, geigus and date, as long as the shlichus wasn't fulfilled. So here the shlichus wasn't done yet. The shlichus is not nigmara. The chalais doesn't take place until you have both vizachi alasada as well as the ksivas hashtar. So as long as I pull back at the last minute, I can pull back. If I say to you, I'm only appointing you as a shlich, you makadish this woman for me, if it rains. It hasn't rained yet. So I say, I don't want you. The shlichus hasn't happened yet. I don't want you. I change my mind to marry somebody else. I can do whatever I want. So says the Rashba, we misunderstood the Gemara because we saw the word Amanas and we thought Amanas meant tonight and we missed the boat. That's the Rashba's first dichli of the Raya de Balat. Eiji Shleimer. V'yedi yishlemer. The bechagavna afilu b'bal dover chayzabai. Says the Rashba in the second Teretz Noam. You don't have to take this out of the parasha of Tanai and stick it into the parasha of Shlichus. Even if I would be talking to you directly and it would be go down the route of Baldover of Tanai, this would also not be a kasha. Why? If a person formulates a Tanai with his wife, I'm giving you a get, amanas, you give me 200 zuz, or you do such and such. So then the Rashba says, I stick to my guns against the Balitar. You can't back out. Why? Because the moment of truth is the Nesina Saget. As long as the Tanai is fulfilled, whether I'm yelling and screaming and kicking, it doesn't matter, the get is still chal. Aval Kanz, like the Rashba, as you said, Shatola Knias Hasodeh. This is different, Zokti Rashba. Why? What does that mean? What do those words mean? What do you think those words mean? The Rashi says there's a difference. In the case of the get, so if she doesn't give the money, so tough luck, the get's still chal. But in the case of the sadeh, if they don't write the shtar, then ois mechira. I'll just steal the Rashba's phrase, shetola kenias ha-sadeh b'ksivis ha-shtar, and say, shetola nesidus ha-get b'nesidus ha-mos. What's the difference? What shtar the one from the other?
It's not
Me'achshav. It's Amanas and Me'achshav are the same thing.
No,
it is. It is. It is. He said it. Amanas and Tichbos Hashtar. That's what the Gemara said in Kedushin. Ninth Mamre Kaimis. Amanas and Tichbos Hashtar. Chazim Ben Mishtar Ben Besada. Or in the case of the Rashba's contrasting the two, the case of Amanas and Tichbos Hashtar.
No, the
Maisa
didn't happen yet?
Maisa didn't happen? Well, Maisa happened in both cases. He made a kid in Chalipin and he gave a get. So what's the difference between the Kinyan Chalipin and the Sadeh, where when it comes to the Kinyan Chalipin and the Sadeh, we're comfortable saying, Tola Nesimes HaKriyas HaSadeh B'Ksivas HaShtar, and by get, we don't say that. So Rabbi say, when I want to transfer ownership to you, I have every right to set a price for what I want to get in return. It's my property, except whatever price I want. If I choose not to set a price, that's called a matana. That's okay. That's my price. My price is zero. That's the going rate for the field right now, zero. What if instead of charging you cash for my field, I want to make the following deal with you? I say to you, listen, I'm going to sell you my field, but I'm not going to charge you cash for it. I want you to do certain things. I want you to, I know you're very, give me a good skill that you know how to do. You're an excellent artist. I want you to paint a beautiful portrait of me and my family. That's going to be, instead of you paying me cash. What's the din? So good. Do whatever you want. That's the Dmei HaMekach. Dmei HaMekach doesn't have to be thousands. That's a bad check. Dmei HaMekach could be whatever I choose, the Dmei HaMekach could be. I can make whatever, I don't want to use that bad word tonight anymore because it's misleading us, but we're going to use it and we know what it doesn't really mean. I can make whatever tonight I want. Whatever I choose to make dependent this field, whatever I want to set up as the quote-unquote price tag on this field, because I can do whatever I want. Dr. Rashba, when I sell you property, I sell you the field, I ask you to be zeich on the field, I want to set up the following quote-unquote price tag. I want, there should be a shtar written for you. I'm such a nice guy. What a price. I want that the price tag, the agreement, the fine print of this contract concerning the field should be a writing of a contract. That's what I want. I only want to transfer the ownership if that's true. So whatever my desire is, whether my desire is cash, my desire is receiving a check, my desire is a portrait, my desire is it should be ksivas hashtar, I can be kaveh, whatever the Tbeha Mekach is. And Kol's man that the Mechir does it, if Lamaisa it doesn't happen, so then the deal never went through. I get, price tag on a get. The only time you could, quote unquote, put a price tag on a get is when, if you start to go derech what? Derech hilchus tenayim. So if the guy wants to be a real manuvel, mushchos, and put blackmail his wife, and say, I'm only giving you a get, I'm an ass, you give me 30, he could do that. A pialach, he could do that. But the vehicle that he's going down is which vehicle? Which route is he going down? Pashas tenayim. When I set a price tag on a field, imagine like this. I say to you, I'm selling you a field for $10,000. So would anybody say, really, the mechira is just the mechira itself? It's amenas that I give you $10,000. That's not true. That is the etzem hachalais. That's the etzem mechira. I'm giving you the field for the $10,000. I can set whatever tenoim I want in terms of how mechira sets up. So the Rashi was comfortable deflecting the raya in the second teretz by saying, you can't bring me a raya from mechiras, from zechias and knias and sades, to hilchas gittin, because one is going through the halach of demand mekach, and one is going through hilchas tenayim, and there's no comparison between the two. So when all the dust settles, what the Rashi had to accomplish is to take the Gemara in Kedushin, this lady Gemara in Kedushin, Chav Zayin, and take it out of the regular realm of tenayim, because if you read it, the Gemara of Zayim, through the eyes of Tanoim, then you end up in the Bala Itter's camp, and that's what not where the Rashi wanted to end up. So you have to take it out of Tanoim. Where do you place it? So that's what the Rashi, for 2 days he wasn't sure. Was it Hukha Shlichus that differentiated it from Hukha's Tanoim? Or was it Hukha's Tamea Mekach that differentiated it from Hukha's Tanoim? But you got to, no matter which way you go in the Rashi, you got to get it as far away from Tanoim as possible. So we have three different ways that I read the Gemara in Kedushin. The Bala Itter saw through the eyes of Tanoim as a riot, as you said. The Rashi deflected in one of two ways. So they say, I do wrong suga. I wonder if my mom comes to look at suga that was Didi Shavali. So comes the Gemara and continues in condition. Because since we try to do reject Rabbi Laws, we quote the Braisa, and the Gemara begins to analyze the rest of the Braisa. The Braisa said, "Meisvei, it's kashli b'manav ve'amayinav ha'olech ratzecher me'amachzef v'adim ha'achem shes b'yadoi." And the Gemara explained, "No, chmaskin, this is different." And then, in passing, so the Gemara said, "What if Tani Sefer?" It's 2 lines from the wide lines. Begin, Tani Sefer amalays kashli b'manazu v'nimtza mana chasadiner. He says to Amakadosh with this mana. And he gives her a mana. The only thing is, the mana was shortchanged a little bit. Somebody patched it around with the midos a little bit. So he was a mabas in the fiyomi in the last couple of days. And he ended up giving her a deficient mana. Odina shon chayshas in Kadesh Astam. He gave her a coin that was not a regular functioning coin. It's no good. So he tried to give her, he's not a bad guy. He's not trying to cheat her. He gave her a bill that wasn't, I can't say counterfeit bill, but it wasn't worth what it's supposed to be. So the Gemara said before, "Brice the fresh enim kudeshes." Why is the enim kudeshes? Why is the chabek nechtals? He didn't give what he said he's going to give. So the whole kedusha is batel mabuto. So there's a Gemara later on in Maseches Kedushin that this Gemara may shed light upon. It's a sugyan daf membei. So kol sugyan beginning second parak kedusha, which is really above a metziah fourth parak sugya about the dinim of onah. So just a chaza for a moment. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar, you're not allowed to cheat somebody in a business deal. If I sell you something and I overcharge you, so that's called onah. So you're not allowed to do that. It's the mitzvah d'oraisa. Or let's say if I buy something from you and I know what the price is and I cheat you and I tell you, oh no, this is not really worth that much. I give you a lower price. So that's also mitzvah d'oraisa. It's bein ala meicha, bein ala keach. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa called onah's mammon. Onah's dvarim is a different story. Onah's mammon is when I cheat you in some kind of a way, particularly in the realm of pricing. So the Mishnayis tell us in the fourth parak of Metziah that not only are you not allowed to do onah, but sometimes there are consequences for you doing onah, and the consequences will change depending on just how bad the onah was. And the Mishnayis and the Gemaras and eventually the Halacha, there are three different categories, three distinct categories of onah. There's one stage of onah where, yes, I cheated you, but it was such an insignificant amount, so we assume you were probably moichel. Even though it was probably also what I did, I wasn't allowed to you even a mashahu. But after the fact, you'll be okay with it. You're not going to come back and hound me for it. And therefore, we assume that the mekach remains kayam, and you don't even have to return the money that you were on the person. You klap al chait and move on. So that's if it's less than a shtus. means it's such a small amount, less than a sixth of the whole value anywhere, the whole thing. So you know, instead of paying $950, you pay $975. All right, no. Mistam Lachar Ma'is, it's not worth your tircha, so Mistam Yamaychal. That's Bach's Shtos. What if it's Shtos? What if it's on the borderline? It's already a sixth of the value. And there's a whole machlokes is how do you evaluate what the value is? Is a sixth of the price, and a sixth of what the price should have been? Another story, not for now. But if it's within that realm of a sixth, in that range of a sixth, so then we pass in the halacha, the mekach is still kayam, but you machzer ono. It means you can't come and claim they don't want to undo the whole sale, that you have no right to do, but you do have a right to get your money back. And then the Gemara says, and what if I cheated you so badly, it's more than a sixth, it means the whole item was worth $700. I charge $1,000. That's already such a tremendous ono. So you have a right to claim batul mekach as well. You want to come and say, listen, I don't want to deal with you. You're a ganav. Give me my money back. Take the object back. I don't want to touch you. Let's start all over again. So you have a right to do that as well. So there's pachas v'shtos, where it's bechila. Shtos on the border, it's nikla mekach v'machzer ono. More than a six is batul mekach. So comes the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Ben Beis and Ben Beis, and puts the brakes of these dinim. And the 11th of the Mamre Kaimis, the Gemara says, Dem Rabba, Kaldav v'shem b'midah v'shem b'mishka v'shem b'minyan, if you're l'pachas b'chneu non amichayzer. But medav amurim, that we say that less than a six, we just let it go, that's if it was a mistake in terms of pricing. But what if it was a mistake in terms of counting what the item was? So let's say, I told you I'm selling you b'midah. I told you I'm selling you a mishko. I told you I'm selling you a minion. So I told you I'm selling you a dozen eggs. It turns out there are only 11 eggs in the box. So even though technically speaking that's less than shtos, but I feel a pachs de'anon ha'michayzeh. Or if I told you that I'm selling you, you know, 3 pounds or something, and it turns out it was only 2.8 pounds, even though it's pachs b'chde'anon, still that's chayzeh. Why is that? Because b'medavamamurim, the people tend to be, you know, pricing is a very tough thing, you know. But is the price right? Is it not the right price? You know, yeah, prices fluctuate. So many different factors fluctuate. So again, if a guy totally rips me off, so that's one thing. But if a guy cheated me such an insignificant amount, and it was just a question of a price, well, it could be the price. Maybe a little bit off, a little high, a little low, you know, depending on where you sell things. So people are willing to be more forgotten. If your mamish misrepresented the facts to me, you know, if you told me you're selling me 10 eggs and you sell me 9 eggs, so, you know, Mom, that's worse than I don't know. So, the marshal, let's say you buy a car and it says on the odometer it's got 20,000 miles on the odometer. And then it turns out it's got 80,000 miles on the odometer because the guy played odometer fraud. That's not oh no, that's outright mekachtos. That's outright mamish gezela. So that's a whole different ballgame. So that's what Rabbi told us. So the Rambam, when he presents this din, so the Rambam in Perek Tes Vavruch is Mechira, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam quotes, Amoich Lechaveh B'mida Mishko V'minyin, V'tob HaKosho, even though it was a mistake, it's not that I intended to cheat you, it wasn't a domino of fraud, it was honest, I miscounted. V'tob HaKosho Chazal Yailam, so I have a right to back out, and there's not even a time limit on when I can back out. The Mishnah says in Maseches Bamitzvot in the fourth parak that even in the realm of Onah, even in cases where I can back out, I have a right, six, more than a six, there's a certain time limit on it. Let's say I cheated you on the price, and then you come to me in 6 years from now, and you want to cancel the sale. So the Mishnah says, that's ridiculous. Is that obviously you realized in the last 6 years that you were cheated, and for the fact that you didn't bother coming forward, statute of limitations. No, there's some statute of limitations in this also. So the statute of limitations, it's up. At what point do we say that you probably knew about it and didn't bother coming forward? So that's what the Mishnah and the Gemara, there's a whole sugi about the Tagri Lud, there's a whole discussion about at what point do we say that the Maldova probably knew about it already. So the Mishnah says, depends, did he have a chance to ask the experts, was it Erev Shabbos, all kind of different factors to try to figure out. But once you've reached a certain point, then you can't back out anymore. So comes the Rambam and says, that's when it's a question of price. But if Imam has cheated you, he's told you 10 eggs and only 9 eggs there, so then chayzel yaylam. So the guy can mamish always back out. You assume that a guy, if I know that I bought 10 eggs and then I ended up only receiving 9 eggs, I'm going to come back to you. I didn't get around to it yet. Not that I was moichel. People are not moichel on those things. People are moichel on money, on prices. People are not moichel. They're misrepresented. Sokta Rama Hochabes. Ketzer. Give me a case. Moichel o mea egoizim bediner. Say 100 nuts for a diner. Umotso mea viechod. Turns out there are really 101. So it turns out the moichel got cheated. Oh, Tisha v'Tisha. Only 99. The Lekecha cheated. Nikna ha-mekach u'machzer es-tatos v'afiru li'acha kamishonim. So the Rambam describes machzer es-tatos. What does the phrase machzer es-tatos mean? Nikna ha-mekach machzer es-tatos. That means basically whenever there's a mistake in Midah Mishkal Minyan, so we give you a right, even though the numbers are less than a six, we would normally say Mechila, and the statute of limitation is quote-unquote passed, we would normally say Moichel. If it's a mistake in the Cheshbet, it would be the Mishkal Minyan, those two halachas don't apply. What right do you have now? What recourse do you have? You can get the extra nut, but you can insist on getting, either give me another nut or give me my money back. You can make, yeah, you could force the Moichel to make do the difference. What do you not have a right to do? According to the Rambam? Bittul Mekach. The Rambam doesn't say you can be Bittul Mekach. The Rambam says, Nikna Mekach. He said the opposite. Umachzer Satos. Afiul Yachel Kamashonim. So the Rambam says that you have a right to get back that mistake, either in cash or property, whatever the case may be. But Bittul Mekach? No. Bittul Mekach is not. That doesn't apply here. When Rabba said back on Kiddushim and Beis, the Yom Rabba Chodosha, Midif Shudra, Afil Bachas Lech Donon Nami Chayze, what does Chayze refer to? Chayze doesn't mean Chazar HaMekach. Chazar means Chazar HaTos. Doesn't mean Chazar HaMekach. That's the Rambam Shita. So the Ravid, in the 13th of the Mamakamis, disagrees. The Ravid is a long Ravid, where the Ravid says, it's not true that you can sometimes claim mamash bittul mekach. And the Ravid, it's the second to last line, v'shorish dov hazeh b'kiddushin. He says, you know, want to know, how do I know that you could sometimes claim bittul mekach, of the Ravid? The root of my shita is found in Maseches Kiddushin. So the Ravid just challenged us to 80 blot of Maseches Kiddushin to try to find where it says that. So I would have thought he must be referring to the Gemara in Kiddushin of Membeis. That's where Rabba's statement is. So wrong. What Gemara is he referring to, of course? What are we talking about? Our Gemara. How did the Ravid see in Kiddushin of Ches that Sharish Dov Hazeh B'Kiddushin against the Rambam? What did the Braisa say? And what was it say for the Braisa? Everybody's got to wake up. What does it say for the Braisa say? A Mekadosh Nishi with what? With a dinar. And it turns out it was shy of being a dinar. It didn't have the right weight of a dinar. It was a little bit short. What did the Braisa say? Why Ein HaMekudeshes? What should I do? I should just kind of, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me give you the rest of the money, a couple of extra silver back, and I'm Ein HaMekudeshes. According to the Rambam, the starting point, the baseline of all mistakes, even mistakes of Midah Mishkal Minyan, is that the Mekach is Kayim, the Chalois is Chal, is just that you have to make up the difference. So what the Braisa should have said is, oh yeah, yeah, you better go give her that little extra piece of silver that you owe her, because otherwise, you know, you're a shaklin, you're a gazlan. But in terms of mekudeshes, of course, it's mekudeshes. So what does the Braisa say? Mekudeshes. Why not mekudeshes? Zetman from Dos says the Ravid. You see from this Braisa that whenever there's a mistake in Midah Mishkal Minyan, the ramifications, the consequences of that mistake is that the whole case gets thrown out. You have to start all over again. So the kedushin is batel, the mechira is batel, mekach batel, and start all over again if you so desire. If he's not interested in dealing with you, or she's not interested in being married, she doesn't trust you now. Here you told this whole story, you're buying a beautiful ring worth $1,000, and then it's only worth $999, so she doesn't want to marry such a guy. So she has a right to pull away. So says the Ravid, Zetman for this, Gemara, and Dav Ches against the Rambam. Now what's the answer, Bashar? What's the answer to the Rambam Shita? It's against the Farsha Gemara. Are these two cases identical? One case is Chisaron B'Kesef Kiddushin, and one case is Chisaron B'Davar Anikna. And the Ravid drew an equation between the two. I made it pretty blatant on the board. Yeah.
Do we have a precedent for being able to compare Ishas with being
honest? We've been doing it though, yeah. Isha Niknais. You're asking a very, I don't mean to make funny question. That's a very, very powerful question. We're going to get to it in a minute, okay? But at first glance, this is not such an Ishas Dini Mamonis issue because this is more of a what? L'chayri, this is not Ishas, and this is not Mamonis. What is this? Psychology 101, right? This is just simple. Is it? Is the Gemir's Das, not Gemir's Das? You got to ask the Who would you pull in for this one? The industrial psychologist? And who do you bring in for these kinds of things? No? Who knows psychology? What? No, no, that's the problem. He's for trauma. He's not so traumatic over here. We need a guy who understands. It's a dude. You know, advertising psychology. What kind of, who's majoring in psychology here? What, do you know anything about this stuff?
Yeah.
So who would you bring in? You bring in some guy. The guys who sit around and try to evaluate people's dasa. Why does a guy buy Coke over Pepsi, right?
Social
psych. You got to bring in those guys. So whatever they say, Nuchas Kedushin, they'll say the same thing in the Amominus. So the problem is you're too much of a lambda. Just like Kedushin. Yes. We're going to get to your lambda. So everybody say, comes the Machne Ephraim, and he says that the difference is so obvious, it's so blatant. I drew it on the board for you. Chisaron b'kesef kedushin is a chisaron in the what, Rabbi say? In the very what? What's the role of the kesef kedushin? That is the ma'isa what? Does the ma'isa kinyan. I mean, you did a flawed ma'isa kinyan. It's like Moshe Madavadim, if you want to do a kinyan chalipin and use kelev shel machne instead of kelev shel koneh, we know there's a shivcha in Maseches Gittin still waiting to be freed because of that. If you write a shtar kedusha, it's not written l'shma. That's this nushes. That's this king kedusha. According to some Rishonim, you use kark as kesef kedusha. There are dinim that the ma'isa kinyan, ma'isa kedusha have in order to be called the ma'isa kedusha, ma'isa Gittin. If you have a flaw in the ma'isa kedusha, that's a problem. One of the ABCs of the ma'isa is that it has to be presented honestly and accurately. If you are presenting as the Maisa Kedusha, something that's not what it's supposed to be, Ein Lecha Flor Gadol Mizeh. Now, it's true, nobody told you that you need 100 Zuz to be Mekana Shish. You could have done one, but Kozman, you told her it's 100, then you better make sure it's 100. And if not, then you have a Chisar in the Etzem Maisa Kedusha. Mashen Kain, when I'm buying eggs from you, so I made a kinyan on the eggs. What was the kinyan? The kinyan was a kinyan chalit, but a kinyan chatzah, a kinyan yad, a kinyan agbah, mashiach. I don't know what the kinyan was. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Torah, whatever kinyan I chose to do. Wherein was the deficiency? In the commodity, in the merchandise. Okay. The ma'isa kinyan was done. There was a little bit of a quirk that I didn't quite give you what I told you I'm going to give you. Okay, now again, it's a big quirk because I can't just turn around and say, oh, you were probably Michael. No, no, no. People are not Michael. People are Michael. The social psychologists have told us, as John Pfeiffer has reported so accurately, that the social psychologists have informed us that people tend to be Michael when the pricing is off a little bit. But when there's some kind of a misrepresentation in terms of number, in terms of amount, that's much more severe of a flaw. And therefore, people are not going to be Michael so fast even if it's less than a shtus. People are not going to be Michael so fast even if it's many, many years have passed. So that's all true, says the Rambam. But in terms of extrapolating from the chisaron and the ma'isa kedushin, kesef kedushin is the chisaron and the ma'isa kedushin, to extrapolate from there to a chisaron in the davra nikna, says the Nachman family doesn't think that's correct. So Kozman, you're learning the sugyas of social psychology, everything's the same. But once you introduce this new factor of the chisar, the ma'isa kedushin, the ma'isa kinyan, it was flawed, so that's a whole different ballgame. Okay, go. You're setting us up for the next part. Hold on, hang on for one second. Okay, so we can hear this Rambam. I hear the Ravid taught the same. The Rambam taught it. I can hear the Bach Nefren. Let's take this notion of Chisaron b'kesef Kedushin, which even the Rambam agrees is so fundamentally flawed, and let's change it from Kedushin. Let's go back to Mamonos for a second. What would the din be if you had a Chisaron the Kesef Kinyan? I'm going to make it almost identical on the board. Maisa. Everything's the same. Now, obviously, I'm not buying metaltalin because most are not konos, either they're Isa or they're Rabbanan. So I'm trying to buy karka. Right? I'm trying to buy karka. And I run into the same rut in karka. Oh, yeah, Yagavald Kishrigan, there was a chisar in the Kesef Kinyan. Means I told you I'm giving you $100 worth of coins for the piece of land, and then he goes, no, sir, I made a mistake, I miscounted, or a little bit of silver was missing, it turns out it was really only worth 99%. So if you follow logic, according to the Raivit, for sure, the whole kinyan is batel. Even according to the Rambam, the whole kinyan is batel, right? Because according to the Rambam, must concede. The Rambam disagreed that chisor b'davar nikne, but when there's chisor in the ma'aseh kinyan, the Rambam has to concede to the Raivit, otherwise against this Gemara. So l'chor, if I was pasuk, I was thinking din teir and cheshavish, but I would say, chisor b'kesef of kinyan of karka is the same problem as kesef kedushin, and therefore the whole thing should be batel and mavutel the same way that the kedushin had touched. That's what I would have said, right? Who here would have said that? Sounds pretty similar. In Radin, they didn't say this. So Reb Naftali, in the Chiddush HaGranat, suggests that it's not the same. There's a big chilik between the two. You started to be nachas l'kach, what the big chilik is. And the reason why we're talking about this is not, it's always an important point for you, all the Reb Naftalis, like Gvaldik, Tvash. But it's something which comes back to a theme and an idea on the Yisoid. We've been talking about so many different times and places and different nuances during the course of the year. So it's highlighted once again. It says Reb Naftali, when I give you $100 and I say, listen, the field is really worth $10,000. I'm going to give you $100 as the kinyan kesef. I'm going to pay you the rest. Okay? And it turns out that I only gave you $99. But I wasn't counting. It turns out I only gave you $99. I was counting out singles. I only gave you 99 singles. What do you think about that? Was there really a deficiency in the what? In the Maisa HaKinyon? Between you and me. What's the real Maisa HaKinyon? How much do you really need to make a Maisa HaKinyon on Karka? Less than a pruta. Not a chalipa. I'm not doing chalipa. It's a pruta. I'm doing kinyan kesef. So the emphasis is the shear, the minimum shear for kinyan kesef is a pruta. We don't know. A pruta. The field is worth $10,000. So the Torah says the rest is what? The rest is no. The rest is the payment. But the maisa kinyan is really the payment. The first pruta. Now, true, I made a mistake, either on purpose or a mistake, and I told you I'm giving you $100 down payment, but it ended up I really only gave you $99 down payment. So what's the big deal, says Reb Naftali? So instead of saying that there was $100 Maisa Kinyan and there's 999, whatever the number is, minus 10, so make it $99 as the down payment, and you have another dollar as the demayam. At the end of the day, the field was sold because it was a pruta. At the end of the day, the guy's going to pay $10,000 as the price tag. That's what he agreed upon anyway. So everyone's going to get the right money in its right time. What's the difference whether you call $100 as the Maisa Kinyan, $99, $37, $59, and $2.22? What's the difference? So it's more than a pruta, you're home free. So therefore, says Reb Naftali, when it comes to kinyan karka, there's not really a chisaron in the maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan is really intact. Because we can just explain away, we'll call the chisaron in the piron subsequently. But in the realm of kedushin, we have a big problem. Why? Because in the realm of kedushin, Rav Tali says, everybody knows, almost everybody knows, that by kedushin, you can't talk about, there's no piron on Kiddushin. I'm paying up the value of the woman. The woman is, what is she? She is priceless. Yekarim pnimim, chokha v'tzechal yishruba. That's about Torah, but okay. I mean, she's priceless. There's a price tag on the woman. Ah, come on. Please don't go home and tell your wives or your callers or anyone else. There's no price tag on the woman. Aye, but I'm giving her $100. I could have given her a pruta. So what's the answer? I chose to use $100 as the Maisa Kedushin. There's no other way to explain what the role of $100 is. The extra $100, anything above the price of a pruta, cannot be explained any other way. I can't delegate it into the realm of calling it a piron achayiv because there is no price tag. So I'm mamish stuck in the corner. The only thing I can call $100, thus is the kicha. When the Torah says, kicha, kicha misteyer from kesef asot akach mimeni, when the Torah said the shear is a pruta, the Torah said that's the minimum shear. But if you want to use more, because it's chalon at the shame kesef kedushin. It's a very not an exact mashal, but it's giving me a little bit past the Yom Diyoma. And the tziv is a famous word, based on Lashon Rambam. The Torah says you have to eat matzah on Pesach night. So I ate a kazayas. I was yotzei in the mitzvah. If I would stop at a kazayas, I was yotzei. No one could say I wasn't yotzei. But if I keep on eating more, this is also after chlamatzis. After chlamatzis means as much matzah as you eat. Doesn't matter. And there are nafkaminas there. I said based on the fact that if I choose to add more to the shira Torah, that's nitvasad of a shem matzah. Well, the marshal he has by sukkah. The Torah says you have to build a sukkah. It's got to be zayin tvach by zayin tvach. That's a makom dira. A guy builds 100 feet by 100 feet. I don't mean tall. 100 feet by 100 feet. The whole schach is chalon in the same sukkah. The Rishonim write, foreshadowing for next year, the Rishonim write that let's say there's a din deraisa that the atzia sukkah become asav hanoh in sukkahs. This all the schach becomes asav hanoh in sukkahs. So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, if I build 100 feet by 100 feet sukkah, but all I needed was a zayin by zayin. And I never ate in the other half. I'm sitting on the one corner. I never touched the other half of the sukkah. So why is that schach become asav hanoh? So the Netziv explains, you know why that tzchach becomes also banah? Because that's called a sukkah also. The Torah said you have to make Zion by Zion. You chose to make more. It's chalon and Hashem sukkah. So it's almost the same idea. So it comes from Naftali and says, in both in the case of Mechira, Sasoda, and in the case of Kedushin, the halacha says it has to be a pruta. That's the minimum. That's shekach nemalach mashi. That's the shiur mam, and that's the shiur of a kinyon. So it has to be a shiur pruta. I chose to make it $100. So how do we explain away the extra $99.99? So by Kesef Kinyin, we can easily explain it away. We could say the rest of it is just pure anachayv. It's towards the ultimate. It's the mortgage will be a little bit less if you pay $99 up front. But by Kedushin, there's no way to explain it. By Kedushin, it al korchach, it is nitfasan, it is shem maisa kinyin. And that makes all the difference in the world. Because what did Machan Ephraim say? According to the Rambam, what's the din? Kolzman, there's a deficiency in the Maisa Kinyan, you're up the creek, then the condition is bought, then the kinyan is bottle. Kolzman, the chisaron, is in something which is tangential. Whether the tangential item is the commodity itself that's being transferred, whether the tangential problem, can't even say it straight, is whether the chisaron is in the Dmei Apiron. So that's fine. As long as it's something which is tangential, as long as it's not the Iker Maisa Kinyan that's flawed, so we're going to let that go, says the Rambam. So this is touching on what you said, that I think is what you were referring to, no? A little bit? Okay, good. So comes Rabbi Tholi and says, if you follow the Shittas of Rambam, then you have to really, really speak with precision, with exact precision, as to when is it called the Chisor of the Maisa Kinyan, because ultimately, according to the Rambam, that's the only thing that's going to determine that the Mekach is Mamish Bata. So it's interesting to note, Rabbi Naftali and Radin is assuming it's such a double poshet. There's no piron. The Ish is no piron. Not a poshet. Who did we see? Didn't think that necessarily. Remember? Who remembers? Remember that was Avdi Miluims. Back to day one in Shir, back to the beginning of the year. Remember the Sma started off the ball rolling by saying that Kesef Kedusha, that Kesef Kinyan is what? Is Shavios. And the Taz says, what do you mean Shavios? How are you talking Shavios? What about Kedushin? So for the fact that there's Kedushin with Kesef in there, it's clearly not Shavios because there's no Shavios in the woman. Except when Vendor, the Kesef Kinyanim is not Shavios, it's just the Maisa Kinyan Biyamba. To which the Avim Lum said, no, there is Shavios. And what's the Shavios? The Shavios is a Pruta. That is the Shavios of the woman. Which leads us to believe that, and what if you're Kaveh the Shavios of something else? So you can Kaveh whatever Shavios you want. So the Avim Lulim opened up the door for us that maybe there is Shavius to a woman. So maybe this idea that Rabbi Naftali is drawing a distinction that Karka Luchud and Ishas Luchud is far, far, far from being Pashat. Others may question that distinction of the Rabbi Naftali. Anyway, everybody say, okay, any last questions on this sugya? We'll get maybe just Mamash start off on the next one. Any last questions? No? Okay. Let's stop.